This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined this time by Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Gemma, how are you?
Hi, Toby, I'm good, thanks. The sun's shining here in Scotland, so yeah, feeling great.
Well, this week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to showcase some of the sports that they get involved in, trial a groundbreaking audio accessibility technology helping to make sport more accessible, and ways for visually impaired academics to get together and share experiences of teaching and researching. Gemma, we're going to start with a request from the C-Sport Differently team for people to share and showcase the sports that they do participate in.
Thanks, Toby. So with the Paralympics fast approaching, we'd love your help to showcase how blind and partially sighted people take part in these sports and activities. If you take part in judo, athletics, swimming, tandem cycling on road or track, triathlon, rowing, or equestrian sports, we want to hear from you. You can email csportdifferently@rnib.org.uk with the sport you do to find out more and how you could be part of this fantastic opportunity. So that email is csportdifferently@rnib.org.uk.
Staying with sport, a groundbreaking technology helping to make watching sport more accessible now.
Yes, we have a great opportunity to join Aqua, an ideas and innovation company at Wimbledon, for an exciting opportunity to trial Action Audio, a groundbreaking audio accessibility technology for blind and partially sighted individuals. They're hosting two special events, a two-hour Zoom co-design workshop on the 24th and 25th of June, starting at 9 a.m. for a trial during the tournament at a match on the 7th to the 13th of July. There will also be a survey to complete following the project. The technology enables fans to experience tennis in a whole new way and help shape the future of accessible sports. To sign up, you can email Tim at tim.divine@aqua.com. I'll just repeat that email. So that's tim.divine@aqa.com.
Finally, Gemma, one for all those blind and partially sighted academics out there.
Yeah, thanks, Toby. So are you a visually impaired academic interested in talking with other academics? Would you like to connect with other academics with sight loss to share experiences and strategies for teaching and researching? If this applies to you and you would also like to connect with other academics, please let Bernice know and they can set up an online meeting. You can email Bernice at bernice.cocking@rnib.org.uk. So that's bernice.cocking@rnib.org.uk.
Gemma, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, and this is where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day, and we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can search for the Connect Voices group, and if you have any questions, then you're always welcome to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. And you can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which is out the first and third Wednesday of the month, and the podcast is available on Audioboom.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, as always, for having me, Toby.